Day 13, consistency. This is one of my favorite entries because it's just so practical in so many different realms of our lives. I asked in the chapter, what is considered to be the most important pasuk, verse in the entire Torah? And a medieval Jewish composition called the Ein Yaakov quotes three different answers. And two of them seem kind of obvious. One, of course, is Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta lo'recha kamocha. We talked about this yesterday, love your neighbor as yourself. That, according to Rabbi Akiva, is the most important verse in the entire Torah. But another sage, Ben Zoma, says, no, it's the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, our belief in a one and only God. Now, those seem like, yeah, the most important verse in the Torah, dealing with your fellow human being, believing in God. But Shimon ben Pazi suggests a much more obscure and less intuitive pasuk from the Torah. It's actually from my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Esakev Esachat HaSeva Boker. You shall offer a lamb in the morning and another lamb in the afternoon. Now that looks like a pretty uninspiring verse in the Torah. What it refers to specifically is the obligation to sacrifice one lamb in the morning and one in the afternoon. That's where we have the Korban Shel Shachar. That's where Shachar is. The morning prayers come from, and Korban Shel Mincha, the afternoon offering, which we have the Mincha, the afternoon service to this day. Now, I get love your neighbor and I get the Shema, you know, believe in a one and only God, but what about the Esakev Esachat HaSeva Boker, Esakev HaSashanit HaSben Harbaim? But what it speaks about is the value of consistency. That no matter what happened in the temple, no matter what was going on in Jewish life, every single day there was that morning sacrifice and there was that afternoon sacrifice. And this is a very, very powerful but simple lesson. Professional athletes, I said in the chapter, will tell you that the best way to get into shape is to have a routine, things that you stick to every day, no matter what. Same thing when it comes to relationships with other people. You can't just show up sometimes, be absent others. Things like love and trust cannot be developed randomly or haphazardly. They need to be consistent if they are to be meaningful. And that's why I always tell people, when you start doing any mitzvah, try to do it as consistent as possible. Let's say tefillah, prayer, right? Let's say you want to start davening. You come to shul, maybe on Shabbat, but you're not praying during the week. Pick one thing. I always like to begin with the Brachot HaShachar. I tell people to start with the morning blessings for our sight and for our clothing, our ability to walk. It's a great way to start your day by expressing gratitude. Do it every day, even if it's not long, it's not so difficult, but it's something that you'll do consistent. Shabbat, another example I gave in the chapter, whatever the mitzvah that you're doing, if you're starting to observe Shabbat, or you're observing Shabbat, but you want to start observing more, if it's lighting candles, it's attending services on Shabbat, whatever it is, make sure to do it every week. Why? Because like working out, when you're in the gym, that routine of every day, of every week, it creates a certain muscle memory. And that muscle memory can help us combat a lot of the sluggishness that inevitably sets in and keeps us from achieving our goals. My son Ezra shared a whole bunch of sources, I don't have the time to share them all, that have to do with this idea that are not in the chapter. Very famous Mishnah from Pirkei Avos and the Ethics of Our Fathers, that a person should run to do a light mitzvah, just like it's a difficult mitzvah. Why? Shemitzvah goreret mitzvah, because one mitzvah spurs on another. When you do one mitzvah, it leads you to do another. And the famous Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the great medieval sages, commentary on this teaching from the Ethics of Our Fathers, says that because when a person does a small mitzvah once, he's drawing closer to Hashem, and he's accustoming his spirit towards his avodat Hashem, towards his relationship with Hashem, and then it becomes easier. Because the more you repeat something, the better you become at it, and the easier it is, muscle memory. And there's another great quote from the Rambam, Maimonides, in his comments on the Ethics of Our Fathers. And he says, is it better to give $1,000 away to one place or 1,000 gold coins one at a time to different people at different times? And he says the latter is better. Better to give 1,000 gold coins at different times and to give each one of them out of generosity, because this repeated act of generosity 1,000 times, just repeating it again and again, it just makes things easier. But it's the consistency that ultimately allows. Now, just to remember, and I've shared this actually maybe a year or two ago, and I quoted from the Baal HaTanya, who says that the very act of doing a mitzvah is connecting with Hashem. Even if you don't feel or see it. So you'd be like, oh, I'm just going through the motions. Well, you might be, you know, intentionally not there as much as maybe we should be, but it is still having value. Because when we do things consistently, we build ourselves in a way that we can't build ourselves if we just do it here, we do it there. Ask yourself right now, what is it that I want to start doing? And I want to start doing on a consistent basis. Start it. And it doesn't have to be big. In fact, start small. That's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that's what the Rambam Maimonides was saying. Start small. It compounds. It builds muscle memory. And it is as important of a value. Because, and I'll end with this, that maybe the Shema, of course, is our belief in God. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the way we treat other people. But to get better at our relationship with God and our relationship with our fellow human being, we need that consistency.